Paul Nolte is a veteran personal finance and wealth management advisor, a frequent contributor to Bloomberg and other major publications. He joins us to talk about the markets today. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob. Nice to be with you this morning.
Listen, our happy days here again. The futures are higher. Are we going to see a rebound at least today?
For the moment, yes. And we'll see what happens by the end of the day. It's been the case for the last 2 months or so. Fridays have been kind of fraught with, well, I don't want to hold anything over the weekend because we don't know what's going to happen. So while it looks pretty good right now, we're kind of all collectively holding our breath that it sticks for the remainder of the day.
Here's my analysis, and I know nothing about this, believe me, but tell me what you think of this. It seems to me there's nothing systemically wrong with the economy, and when the situation is removed, when we get over the coronavirus, things will come back to normal. It's like a situational depression where you're not chemically affected. There's nothing wrong with your brain, but maybe you're going through something like you lost your job, so you're depressed. And then when you get back to work and you get money again, you're not depressed anymore. So is this a situational? I don't know what I'm talking about, do I, Paul?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, in talking to people and just kind of wandering around the last couple of days, and there's a lot of concern about, you know, what does this all mean? And you've got a lot of people that are just kind of stunned by not just the financial market, but the general situation. What do I do? How do I handle family, friends? Do I work from home, et cetera? But you're absolutely right. From an economic perspective, the economy was very strong. We got a very good jobs number last week. Which was certainly pre-virus. We've got the jobless claims numbers that were pre-virus last week and this week. They continued to be very strong. So the U.S. economy prior to this occurrence was in very, very good shape. The Fed has also cut interest rates, has injected additional funds into the banking and financial system. So that all continues as well. So once we are through this, we think the economy will pick back up again. We're already seeing signs of that in China. So if you want to have a template for it, that's what's happened in China. They completely shut down their economy, but it's now coming back as people go back to work and businesses start to ramp up again.
It's bouncing back that quickly?
It is, but it's not a V. It's more of a U if you want to go to the letters. So you are seeing activity now back in China. You're seeing flights. You're seeing businesses start up. I think in the news this morning, Starbucks has opened up all of their shops. Apple has opened up all of their stores in China. So those things are occurring there as the incidence of the virus in China are flat. We're not really seeing, we're seeing maybe a half a dozen new cases in China on a daily basis, which is very, very low versus the rest of the world.
Well, that's a bit of good news. That gives us hope. But we've lost, what is it, 3 years of gains on the stock market?
Yeah, we've lost. We're back down to about Christmas Eve of 2018, maybe a little bit below that. So we lost all the gains of last year and then some. So from that perspective, we've taken a big step backwards. And we've seen this before. We saw it after the crash, after the dot-com bubble crash. We saw it in 1987. We saw it with the financial crisis. And you're right, this is different in the fact that it's not dislocation on a permanent basis where people are losing their house and everything else, and the financial system is in a state of flux. I think we're going to be in a bad place for a while as this works its way through the financial system and the economy, but on the other side of it, I think we'll be in very good shape. It's just a matter of when. So we're looking at it more from a medical perspective than a financial perspective. We can talk about the financial part of it, but until the medical gets solved, the financial is going to be in the back seat.
Are we calling this a recession, a crash, a downturn? What do you call it?
From just a market perspective, certainly this week would qualify as a crash. And so what we'll wind up with is we'll wind up with a rally back as investors come back and start looking around and going, gosh, we you know, we got Disney at 30-40% off. Maybe we should buy some. And you'll get that bounce. And we may wind up rolling back down again, too, as either this lingers on or continues on. And that's the typical pattern is that you get, it's kind of like throwing a ball off of a building. It goes down, finally hits bottom, it bounces, it doesn't come all the way back, and then it comes back down again. And that's usually the point at which, you know, people are like, forget it. I'm never doing this again, and throw in the towel. We're not to that point yet, but we are very close to that from a psychological perspective.
So, Paul, what are you telling clients? What are you telling people when they come to you for advice on all this? What are you telling them to do? Know, I guess it depends how old they are, right?
Sure. Well, the older the client, the more they have in fixed income and the less they're exposed to the markets. And we've done some selling in January and February. We have some cash on the sidelines. Certainly when this occurs, you never have enough cash from the client's perspective. But we're looking at it still from an optimistic perspective that we will get through this and the markets will come back. They have historically. So looking at history, we're going to be in a tough patch for a while, but this is certainly not the end of the world.
Paul Nolte, veteran personal finance and wealth management advisor. Paul, I know many news organizations come to you for a quote, so feel free to use my line, and I think it'll make people feel better. It's a situational crash.
I like that. I will. You'll get a check in the mail probably next week.
Yeah, well, I can use it about now, as everybody can. Don't look at your retirement fund just yet, although hopefully a nice rebound today. The future is looking good. We'll double check in a second on that. Thanks for the time, Paul. Appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.